You guys will never see me dressed like that ever again for any sort of circumstance.
We didn't see you this time.
That's true. The last time I dressed up, I even had a tie on. Not yesterday. I refused. But
was it a court date?
No. I didn't even wear a tie for a court date. I wore it for a banquet about 3 years ago. Actually, 3 years ago this month for a banquet I went to.
A banquet?
Yeah, I was dragged to a banquet. I was pushed to a banquet, actually, because I was in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And I was basically forced to wear these nice clothing and sit there with these fancy people.
Were you in an Elks Club or something?
And I remember I couldn't
Lions
bend my
club meeting.
I couldn't bend my leg at that time. So I was being pushed through this banquet hall with one knee bent and the other leg straight out. Like, and people are standing around talking to each other with their fancy drinks and they're probably millionaires and stuff. And here I come with my Sears outfit with my black tie and my leg sticking out. And I'm like, hey, everybody, don't touch my leg. And we're weaving through the people and people are, oh my gosh, look at this poor guy and blah, blah, blah.
Why is he even here?
Why is he here?
I hope it was a wish kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was hoping it was a fundraiser for, you know, some special people.
I had made a promise to go to this banquet, but this was obviously before I broke my leg. So then I break my leg and I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to make this banquet.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, you're going to find a way to get there.
Damn.
And I was there. I couldn't even sit at the table properly because my leg was so far out.
Did they give you like a little TV table to eat your dinner on?
I basically had to. I had to take the plate and pull it back because I couldn't sit at the table. And then I would be sliding out of my wheelchair all the time because the slacks were so slippery. Oh, it was a mess. And then the girl that I was with that I told her I would go to this banquet with, she disappears. And so now this lawyer and his wife are wheeling me out. I don't even know these people. I just met them. And the wife is drunk.
Oh, sweet.
So he sits the wife on your lap.
She's
wheels her out and you together.
No, she's pushing me. And we're outside on the street in downtown.
People.
No, there's nobody out there. And I don't even know where we're going. Like, I didn't drive. This girl's supposed to take me home. I don't even know where she's at. So I don't know where we're going, but I can't be left alone. So they're pulling me out and they're wheeling me across the street. And there's a decline or whatever, a hill that goes down. And she loses control of the wheelchair. And there's two cops, by the way, standing there just watching. Nobody does anything.
Hell yeah.
They lose control of the wheelchair. So I have to go with my good leg, try to stop the wheelchair because it's going too fast now. And almost have to put my surgery on leg out to stop myself from falling into the street and breaking the other leg. And at that point on, I didn't come out until I was at least on crutches or something.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible traumatic event in my life.